This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, anything happened this week, economy-wise? Anything worth a mention, you think? Yeah, probably just a couple, right? Its initials start with Federal Reserve, and that is where we're going to start the next 4 minutes of our collective lives. Here to wrap things up with us are Lee Gallagher. She's at Fortune Magazine. David Gura is at Bloomberg. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so David, let me start with you first. Were you surprised at the hold?
I remember talking to somebody at work about this, and she said to me she could see this going either way. She would be equally surprised no matter how it went.
Yes,
so we had the Fed meeting. We were expecting Janet Yellen to either raise rates or not. She decided not to. The whole committee decided not to. I was just struck by what a parlor game this was throughout the week. I mean, we've had such volatility, and there's been so much uncertainty. The rate didn't go up, and here Janet Yellen cited exactly that, the volatility and what's been going on in global markets, singling out China in particular, where we've just seen the valuation of the currency and the government just trying desperately to buoy markets over there. So was I surprised? I was a little bit surprised.
A little bit. Lee, what about you?
I wasn't surprised, but it just, like you said, it's enough to make you want to pull your hair out because it kicks the obsession can down the road. That's all it does. And you have to wonder, okay, so rates may go up by the end of the year, but are things really going to change that much between now and then? And the answer is no.
Okay, so wait. So there's a flip side to this question, right, Lee? Have we, the business media, and I guess maybe you blame the Fed too, but have we been mixing up the messaging on this one? Have we just driven this out of all sense of proportion? And mea culpa, I mean, I'll raise my hand.
I mean, I think yes, but I think that it's not just the media. I think it is the investing public. It is Wall Street. It's everyone who follows the markets much, you know, minute by minute and much more closely than maybe you or I do. So I think that I think there's legitimate concern over this. But I also think, you know, you don't want to market at 0%. 0% is not where you want to be. And so it's a good thing to inch it up even ever so slowly, which was going to be the Fed's plan, to do it really slowly,
and
but
then
now we're putting that off.
And then, David, no matter what happens, everybody's going to go, oh, my goodness, they raised rates, right?
Exactly. Right. And, you know, I'm just struck. There was a great moment in that news conference she gave yesterday where, you know, she was just sort of acknowledging the fact that she's heard an earful from everybody.
Right.
So that's
right.
The media. That's all sorts of special interest groups. So you've got a Fed that's just, you can say, increasingly aware of what the markets and others are telling it.
All right, so let us turn now from monetary policy to fiscal policy. And the fact that David Gura, I can't even believe I'm saying this, we are talking about another government shutdown.
We should be upfront with the listeners that you've brought me back because you couldn't bear to go through this again.
I couldn't do it alone, man.
So many of these things. So, yeah, there's been this debate here about funding for Planned Parenthood, and that may force a government shutdown here in just a number of days, I think 5 days from now. And it is. Here we go again. And then on top of that, you know, the potential for another debate over the debt ceiling and what's going to happen to the highway trust funds. So this is illustrating, Kai, why I left Washington. I just couldn't take it anymore and how happy I am to be in New York.
Lee, you're shaking your head. I mean, you're laughing, but I can hear it.
Yeah, it's like I can't believe we're here again either. I mean, it was devastating last time. And the fact that, again, this is like a scene out of a movie. You can't believe that
really
politicians would really let it come to this. I think it's really tragic. And I think there's a likelihood.
Oh, really? You do think
yes.
There's a likelihood? Seriously? Oh, man. All right. We're going to do 47 seconds now, David, on you get 25 and Lee gets 25, and I know that doesn't add up, on the debate and the lack of economic questions. Yes, it was supposed to be foreign policy, but really not much economy in that debate at all. David Gura.
No, and there were a lot of non-sequiturs going back and forth from, you know, North Korea to talking about, vaccines, all sorts of stuff. But, the carried interest tax loophole did come up, and this is something that Donald Trump has talked about closing. And you did see sort of, you know, a divide emerging here with some candidates talking about their willingness to see that closed. This is something that President Obama has wanted closed for a long time. This is the way that profits on that hedge fund managers and private equity guys make is taxed. But you're right. It was not by any means an overwhelming topic there at the debate a couple days ago.
I've been working on this one all week. You ready? Thank you, Senator. pretty good, right? Lee, were you surprised at all or no?
I was not surprised, but largely because I was surprised at how little it came up during the first Republican debate.
Yeah.
And that one was all topics were on the table and it didn't come up at all. And I was surprised that, yes, carried interest made a cameo, which is kind of funny because that's a topic people haven't been talking about for a while. But if the economy does come up, I would think it would come up in the context of inequality and jobs and,
right.
and you know, because that's even the Republican side is really talking to those issues as well now. So right. I was surprised, yes.
Thank you.
We did get
Senator.
Secret Service code names.
We did. Don't even get me started. David Gura from Bloomberg and Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Kai.